The second big moment in horse racing's Triple Crown gets underway tomorrow. Kentucky Derby winner Big Brown is heavily favored to win the Preakness Stakes. It's been just 2 weeks since Big Brown streaked to victory at the Derby, a day saddened by the death of second-place finisher Eight Bells. Eight Bells was euthanized after breaking both front ankles in that race. Steve Haskin is a senior correspondent for Blood Horse Magazine, and we reached him at the Pimlico Racecourse in Maryland. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, there's been both controversy and excitement surrounding horse racing over this last few weeks. What's the mood like there at Pimlico?
Well, it's exciting and it's apprehensive because we've got a horse that looks extraordinary right now. We haven't seen a horse like this in quite a few years, if ever. On the other hand, everybody's hoping right now that they're not even thinking about Big Brown. To them, a success is going to be if everything goes right and no horses get hurt, because the whole world is watching now, and the sport right now is under microscopic scrutiny.
And you've been seeing Big Brown work out there on the course. How does he look?
Well, yesterday was the first morning he was out on the course, and it's amazing. You know, most every horse you can find some kind of a flaw, but this horse is so perfect, he's actually kind of scary. He's like a machine out there, just like he did at Churchill Downs. He took to this new track as if he's been there his whole life. He just glides over the ground with his ears up, and he's just beautiful to watch. You can understand why he's been able to do the extraordinary things that he's done so far in such a brief career. Just watching this horse, he's all class.
What kind of competition does Big Brown face there in the Preakness?
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but his competition is himself. The only one that can beat him is Big Brown. Now, anything can happen in a horse race. He drew post 7, which means, like, for the first time, he's not going to be on the outside of horses where he can just lay outside of them and not get into trouble. He's going to get dirt kicked in his face for the first time. So little things like that. But if he gets a good trip and he runs his race, he's so much faster than these horses.
This year might be the year. It's been 30 years since the horse won the Triple Crown.
Right, and we're hoping that that streak ends this year. And amazingly, the horse, if he does win the Preakness, the horse that's going to be in the best position to stop that Triple Crown is a horse that came from Japan, and he ran in the prep for the Belmont last weekend, and he won easily. So he looks like he could be some kind of a freak, which is a term that we like to use for a horse that does things they're not supposed to. So I hate to think about it because it's almost too good to be true. This horse trying for a Triple Crown and having a Japanese-trained and owned horse standing in his way, it's going to create so much interest. And that's why I just want to get through this race. If he can emerge victorious in this race, then we're going to have three very, very exciting weeks coming up.
Just one last question, and quite a serious one here. Given the level of scrutiny since the death of Eight Bells, do you expect any changes to the sport?
Well, yes. Well, we just formed a new committee formed by the Jockey Club, made up of a lot of prominent horsemen, and they're going to be studying all aspects of horse safety, from the racetracks, equipment, the different types of race surfaces, medication rules, whip rules. This is all going to help. And so maybe Eight Bells' death will have, you know, a profound meaning, and we can really take the steps necessary that probably the sport should have taken years ago.
Steve Haskin is a senior correspondent for Blood Horse Magazine. Thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.